Hey, it's Gina Stevens. Welcome to Belwah Radio, where we bring you digital marketing tips, expert interviews, and industry news for community media, community radio, and independent media. Visit our website at belwahmedia.com.
Thank you for joining me here on Belwah Radio. My name is Gina Stevens, and I am your host. Today, we're going to be talking about mobile marketing. 9 tips on using mobile marketing to promote your organization. Now, mobile marketing could be anything from using a mobile-ready website or a mobile app or even text messaging, which is called SMS marketing. So 9 tips on using mobile marketing to promote your organization. Promoting your organization on mobile devices is a great way to keep your organization in front of busy, tech-savvy community members. If done well, mobile marketing will successfully promote your organization and keep you connected to your community members. Do it poorly, and your organization will be a huge social media joke, complete with its own hashtag in no time. The following list of tips will help you get through your mobile marketing campaign with ease, build your credibility, and help you achieve your marketing goals, whether those goals are to raise more funds, activate old donors, perhaps get more volunteers for your nonprofit organization, perhaps get more board members, whatever your marketing goals are, these 9 tips will help you with your mobile marketing campaign. Number 1. Send text messages to update your community members on company news. Now, be careful with this because just like email marketing, SMS marketing / text message marketing can be viewed as spam. Remember, to get text messages from your organization, your receivers have to opt in. Your community members want your messages, but don't abuse this privilege. Keep your messages short and sweet. So more and more today, what's happening is we're receiving these the option to receive marketing messages from companies. You will get a text from them, and it'll say, "Hey, do you want to receive notifications from us to be able to?" Okay, for example, Alliant Energy. I can now pay my bill to Alliant Energy, which is the power company here in Wisconsin, for those who are listening in other areas of the country. I can now pay my bill through text message. So Alliant sent out text messages and said, "Hey, do you know you can talk to us via text if you don't want to call in? Opt in." So I had to first opt in, and I had to opt in by typing yes, right? Sending a text message back that said yes. Once I sent the text message back that said yes, I gave them permission to communicate with me via text. Then they send me a list of commands that tell me what I can text to that number to ask for my balance, to tell me what I owe them, and then what I can text back to say I want to pay my bill and tell them what amount I want to pay. So these are the types of things that you can do with SMS marketing. So you can actually set up commands with people who opt in to your SMS marketing campaign to allow them to literally communicate with you via text with certain commands. So you can use text messaging to effectively communicate with your community members. Number 2, encourage users to give feedback on your services. This encouragement is crucial as it shows your community members you care about their feedback and you're willing to improve if necessary, and that their opinion plays a valuable role in the bettering of the company. PayPal does that. So after I have called, if I have a problem with PayPal and I get on the phone and I call them, after I've hung up, I will receive a text from PayPal that will ask me to do a short survey. And typically the survey is, they'll ask the question, all I have to do is either reply with, it'll say reply with 1 for this or 2, 3, 4, between 1 and 5, basically. And then I just text back. They're a really short survey. So PayPal is one of the organizations that I can tell you ask for feedback using text messages. Number 3, make an app. Whether it's to give your community members a way to donate through their mobile device or to simply keep keep them updated on your organization's news, locations, and services. Developing an app for your organization can be very useful. The best part, your brand is the star of the show. That app is your app. It's your brand's app. You're in their pocket at all times, and you have the luxury of developing a rapport with your community members. And I'm a firm believer in using an application, but in, I believe, one of our last podcasts, they talked about when you develop this mobile app, you want to make sure that you've done pre-testing of the application for its stability and to make sure it functions the way it should and to make sure it's designed well. You want to make sure you test the app before it launches and after it launches. But I'm a firm believer in a big fan of an organization having its own application. Number four, as simple as possible, ASAP, keep it as simple as possible. Make your campaign foolproof, simple, and not too busy. With mobile marketing, less is more. And a great example of keeping it simple is text messaging. Texting, the campaigns I've seen, the companies that have used text messaging, they keep it so simple. It's if they're going to use a survey through text messaging, it's very short questions, and all they ask is that you answer with 1 through 5. You know, okay, you want for this. If you were really satisfied, give us, you know, 1. If you were not satisfied, you know, 5. You know, things like that. They're really, these campaigns are really, really simple. So that's one of the things you want to keep in mind when you go mobile, is that things need to be really simple because people are very busy. Number 5, know your community and their needs. You wouldn't want to send something completely irrelevant to any demographic. On the other hand, knowing your audience and making a campaign that will have some relevance to them will grab their attention. For example, sending out a company wouldn't send out a voucher for something that is completely irrelevant to that particular organization. So you want to keep in mind that when you are creating your mobile marketing campaigns, that the information that you're sending out is relevant to them. It's something that they actually want. It's something that they actually want to know about. It's something that's going to actually interest them. Number 6, know your goals beforehand. This is something that I really push a lot when I talk to people in workshops and I do speaking engagements. I'm a huge fan of strategy. I'm a huge fan of knowing what you're going to do before you get out there and you get started. I'm a huge fan of putting together a strategy before you actually get started doing anything. So lay out your goals for each campaign. What do you want to achieve with this strategy? Do you want to increase your organization's Facebook fans? Do you want to raise more money? Are you looking to reconnect with former donors? Do you have a clear set of goals before you develop a campaign that will help you tailor it? And then you need to tailor it to reach those goals. And the reason I say to have really clear goals is because certain websites work better for certain goals than others. And when you make sure you have really clear and specific goals, then you'll know exactly where you need to be for what, okay? And certain SMS will work better, text messaging will work better for certain goals than others. So you have to really know what your specific goals are before you get going in order to make sure that you can execute your campaign to receive the results that you're actually looking for. So number 7, outsource when you need to. And this is something that I talk a lot about too. I hear a lot of nonprofit organizations say, we don't have the people, we don't have the money, we can't afford that. Well, outsourcing helps you take care of both of those problems, the people and the money. Because typically when you outsource, the people are very affordable. So you can get the people at a great rate. So always encouraging nonprofits to outsource. If you can't make a mobile marketing campaign that's optimized or visually appealing, don't hesitate to outsource these aspects to other professionals. Outsourcing saves you a lot of frustration, time, and energy, and will probably make for a more efficient campaign. So let's see. 8, make each campaign valuable. You have such a limited time to capture your community's attention. So make each campaign relevant and don't send out information if they wouldn't care. Let know that you care a lot about your organization. You care a lot about everything that's going on in your organization. Everything matters to you, but you need to think about it, the information, before you send it out. Do you believe that they're going to care? Put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, if I were on the receiving end of this campaign, would it have any value to me? Would I care about it? Would I even open it? So think about that. I know you care about everything going on in your organization, but would the person on the receiving end care about that? And my last tip, 9, make use of a variety of channels. Social media websites such as Facebook and Twitter and Instagram can be a nice complement to a mobile marketing campaign. Giving the campaign coverage on a variety of channels will increase how effective it is. So I'm suggesting that you're looking at a multi-channel approach, that you're looking at SMS marketing, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Snapchat, and that you're adding email as well, so that you're looking at a multi-channel approach with your mobile marketing, and that you're integrating it with other aspects of your marketing a campaign. So I've given you 9 tips on using mobile marketing to promote your organization, and thank you for joining me here on Belwa Radio, and my name is Gina Stevens.